That my people and colors were raised from the roots of our dirt. And all the gold on this planet's not equal to all the reward. It's a shame what they said I was thinking back to what better was. Light is ahead of their time like Anakin Jedi was. Facing this future, juicing this world for what I can choose. As an Indian, I'ma take all the tight knots and loose. Deleting everything that gets in my path if it's a nuisance. Using this, life like a map, my past runs loose. They said this, they said that. Almost like, keep on saying it. Your mouth ain't nothing but a drag on. And I'll be slaying it soon. I'll be the first to know you catch howling on the full moon. On top of the hill in pursuit of my dreams. March 1st, 1977, that's when I carved on the scene. 4 years prior to my sister Charlene. Just like a dream, baby, I was born in mama's hands. Bombay to USA, emigrating from the motherland. The son of a government gynecologist. You don't even know the politics of how the dollar twists. Check it, travel down to Mississippi, all the way to Hawaii. Then back over to California, where my soul forever lies. So I grab the mic and premedically meditate. And as you segregate, I contemplate the meaning of my race. You delineate a road for me to take and then a path for me to follow. Yes, I know it's crazy hard for you to swallow the truth. Because it hurts that we're coming up first. Salvation from our birth, living life on this beautiful earth. Cause what you see is what you get, but do you get what you see? We're on a quest for the real reality.
Hey yo, 1974, that was the genesis. The first chapter in the life and times of this nemesis. To all of the menaces kicking their subtle prejudice. Addressing us with stereotypical references. Still oppressing us by filling the syllabus with lessons of how they got the best of us in ancient fisticuffs. Malicious messages taken from history, tax and such. Locked in mental prisons for unprecedented sentences. Supposedly what I'm supposed to be and what was meant for me is told through the odyssey of my ancestry. Instead I choose to separate destiny and heredity.
Bomb everybody's perception of our identity.
By dropping these intellectual properties and prophecies to challenge the traditional inequalities of men. So if the world remembers me, then hopefully they'll let it be my legacy to a properly pushed pens.
They'll never ever comprehend all the dreams I left for them because they're savages. Caught up in their Dow Jones averages. No care for Ruckus Avenue or its many addresses. We all up on those streets like concrete cracks. Like hip hop fiends with cricket bats. But to all the speculators, outcasted like elevators. I'm marked like Fratello because I'm the soul of these commentators. So if you're the only new and dirt, all by your lonely revolution, I see stereotypes as if you're sold. They said it's a reality, a victim of a salary. To each his own mood, but check my Ruckus Avenue gallery because it's atmosphere. Laser fear. Quarantine because I'm sick, but that goes deeper than my grave. And the times, I swear, I'm lying in my bed, contemplating in my head, tripping out on how we spread. Can you believe how they misled? Can you believe what they once said? We were outcasted.